Maria Montessori, the well-known educator, she once said that to confer the gift of drawing, we must first create an eye that sees, a hand that obeys, and a soul that feels. The whole life must cooperate. In this sense, life itself is the only preparation for drawing. For once we have lived, the inner spark of vision does the rest. You know, I feel the same could be said when God reveals His glory to us. We can experience God with our eyes, our hands, and certainly within our souls. The inner spark of God's Holy Spirit is all the preparation necessary to encounter the living God. So how have you encountered God of late? How has He revealed Himself to you? Well, the substance of this meditation from Isaiah chapter 40 is about preparation. And I pray you will see how God has cleared a path in your wilderness to see Him. My hope is you will see your ways made smooth, lifted up, and made low, so you can encounter the glory of the Lord. So to begin your meditation, slip into a time to see, a place to encounter, and a moment to be prepared by the Holy Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Resting now in this divine moment, listen and respond to this reading from Isaiah chapter 43, and as I lead us, answer, "And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed." And may the Lord bless the hearing and reading of His word. Listen carefully, for I am about to do a new thing, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed. Now it will spring forth. Will you not be aware of it? And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed. I will even put a road in the wilderness, rivers in the desert. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed. As you continue, spend a few more moments now in prayerful seclusion with God as the Holy Spirit prepares you to encounter the presence of the Creator of the universe. Certainly, at times, our ability to see God can be clouded. So what about your life is obscuring your vision of God? Or maybe what is keeping you from encountering His presence or being guided by the Holy Spirit? Well, take a moment and note any barriers in your life, hurdles between the secular and sacred. Note them, but give them no power. I want you to watch as the fog lifts. Watch as the walls crumble. Watch as the way is prepared. Don't be frightened by what comes to mind. simply note your thoughts and obstacles as they arise and then fall away. And for this next minute, continue in prayer as you whisper, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed. Let blocking thoughts drift away and center on the way to God, a straight way in the desert, a highway for your God. Is your mind being pulled from side to side? That's to be expected, but not to worry. Pause, breathe, and center back on the uneven ground becoming level as you approach God. Take another minute in peace as you whisper your centering prayer. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed. Center too on your breathing. Bring your attention to each unique breath. Take several deep, slow breaths from your belly. Allow each deep belly breath to draw you closer to the Spirit of God. Just breathe in the pneuma, the satisfying presence of God. Now hold it and slowly release. Your mind may drift or become cloudy. That's human. Please don't judge yourself for that. Learning to recognize the fog and letting it clear is part of growing spiritually. So I will give you a minute now, and with each slow exhale, silently whisper your sacred prayer, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed. Continue on now as you listen to this passage. Hope-filled words from Isaiah chapter 40, verses 3 through 5. And we'll start in the English Standard Version. A voice cries, "In the wilderness prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. For every valley shall be lifted up, and every mountain and hill be made low. The uneven ground shall become level, and the rough places a plain. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken." What in that passage spoke to your heart? Well, listen once more and be mindful of what God is whispering to you in this passage. A voice cries, "In the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be lifted up, and every mountain and hill be made low. The uneven ground shall become level, and the rough places a plain. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken." What words from this passage are still ringing true in your mind from the second reading? Well, allow this next minute to be a time to be aware of God speaking. Let Him speak now. Listen once more, but consider it from a broader context in the New American Standard Bible. A voice is calling, "Clear the way for the Lord in the wilderness. Make smooth in the desert a highway for our God. Let every valley be lifted up, and every mountain and hill be made low. And let the rough ground become a plain, and the rugged terrain a broad valley. Then the glory of the Lord will be revealed, and all flesh will see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken." What were you thinking as you listened to these words? Well, for this next minute, return to your breathing and encounter the presence of God. In this third reading, let the scripture softly resonate in deeper reflection as you listen from the Common English Bible. A voice is crying out, "Clear the Lord's way in the desert. Make a level highway in the wilderness for our God. Every valley will be raised up, and every mountain and hill will be flattened. Uneven ground will become level, and rough terrain will become a valley plain. The Lord's glory will then appear, and all humanity will see it together. The Lord's mouth has commanded it. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. So what emotions did you feel that you want to express to God now? How do you want to encounter Him? Well, I want to give you this minute for that to be your contemplation. And if your mind drifts, just pause, breathe, and return to the ever-present presence of God. With your eyes closed in a moment of imaginative contemplation, I want you to be present in the River Jordan. I want you to watch downstream as you see John baptizing his disciples. Listen as he speaks. I baptize with water those who repent of their sins and turn to God. But someone is coming soon who is greater than I am, so much greater, that I'm not worthy even to be his slave or carry his sandals. For he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. I want you to keep watching downstream. Watch now as Jesus comes walking upstream towards John. His feet are splashing in the water. You hear Jesus ask John to baptize him. John tries to talk him out of it. He tells Jesus, "I'm the one who needs to be baptized by you. Why are you coming to me?" But Jesus says, "It should be done, for we must carry out all that God requires." I want you to watch now John baptize Jesus. For this next minute, consider how John must have felt, knowing that he was being used to prepare a way for others to see God. How might God be using you to prepare a way for others? Well, let this be your meditation for this next minute. Center once more in your breathing. In the moment you feel led, slowly open your eyes to the presence of God. I pray your holy sight is more clear than when we began, more confident of standing in the presence of God. And as you walk along today and encounter others searching for a clearer view of the divine, consider how God might use you to help them see the glory of the Lord revealed. But for now, let me pray this closing benediction over you to remember that the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. So may you experience the very presence of Christ, the revealed way of the Holy Spirit, and encounter the glory of the Holy Father now and always. And Lord God, hear our prayer. Amen.